Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. With midterm election votes still being counted, control of Congress remains up in the air. Key House races are still too close to call, putting an expected Republican takeover in a holding pattern, as NPR's Giles Snyder reports.
Heading into Election Day, there were suggestions that a red wave might be brewing, but a House GOP takeover has yet to materialize. In a statement, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Democratic incumbents and candidates are strongly outperforming expectations. Republicans are still expected to win House control, and even with a narrow majority, they would still be able to block President Biden's legislative agenda and launch investigations into his administration.
Giles Snyder reporting. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is celebrating a landslide re-election win as the former swing state continues its shift to the right. Stephanie Colombini with member station WUSF reports the victory comes amid growing speculation that DeSantis may have ambitions beyond the Sunshine State.
DeSantis told supporters at his victory party in Tampa that he's only begun to fight and called Florida the promised land for Americans dissatisfied by federal leadership and what he called leftist politicians in other parts of the country.
We have embraced freedom. We have maintained law and order. We have protected the rights of parents. We have respected our taxpayers, and we reject woke ideology.
Much of DeSantis' bid for re-election has been overshadowed by talk of a potential presidential run in 2024. It's still unclear what his plans are for the future. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie Colombini in Tampa.
In Phoenix, security is tight and there's a large police presence protecting the Maricopa County Elections Office where vote counting continues. NPR's Kirk Siegler reports Arizona's largest county continues to be the epicenter for unfounded conspiracy theories about election fraud.
A huge law enforcement presence around the Maricopa Voting Center, where police are patrolling by air, on horseback and foot. A newly built black security fence surrounds the building itself like a fortress. Inside, Maricopa County Board of Supervisors Chair Bill Gates spent part of Election Day pushing back against conspiracy theories after some voting machines in Phoenix temporarily rejected ballots. The issue was quickly resolved, he says.
This isn't about partisan politics. It's not about conservative versus liberal. This is about truth versus lies.
Gates, a Republican, has received numerous death threats here since the 2020 presidential election. Kirk Siegler, NPR News, Phoenix.
U.S. futures contracts are trading lower this morning. You're listening to NPR News. American WNBA star Brittany Griner has been moved to a penal colony in Russia. A Russian court rejected her appeal of her 9-year sentence for drug possession last month. Her legal team says she was transferred last week from a detention center and is now on her way to a penal colony, but they don't know her current location or her final destination. The White House says it continues to work for her release. The powerful tropical storm Nicole is barreling westward toward the Atlantic and is expected to make landfall in Florida as a Category 1 hurricane. NPR's Marie Andrusovic has more.
The National Hurricane Center says tropical storm conditions are beginning to spread across the northwestern Bahamas and portions of the east coast of Florida. Heavy rainfall and gusty winds are expected to contribute to a dangerous storm surge that will span from Florida to the Carolinas. Yesterday, Palm Beach County Mayor Robert Weinroth declared a local emergency and gave evacuation orders.
Palm Beach County is currently under a hurricane warning. This means that the hurricane conditions are expected somewhere within our area within the next 24 to 36 hours.
Ahead of the storm, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. is also following how Nicole affects the Bahamas and is ready to help if needed. Marie Andrusovic, NPR News.
World financial markets, Asian markets were lower by the close. The Nikkei, the main market in Japan, down more than 0.5%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong, down 1.2%. U.S. futures contracts are trading lower. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.